前是一个人去柬埔寨。
I used to go alone to Cambodia.
现在呢，我们一家四个人。
And now we've got a family of four.
今天很高兴呢，在这里跟大家一起来敬拜。
I'm very happy to be here to worship with all of you.
谢谢卓牧师给我这个机会，在这里跟大家来分享。
And thank you, Reverend Elvin, for giving me this opportunity to share with you.
当来到这里的时候呢，看到教堂的名字，觉是很熟悉的名字。
When I came here, when I saw the name of the church, I thought, that was really familiar.
因为我在吉普寨曾经在一个教堂里面侍奉了八年，这个名字也叫三木堂。
When I was in Cambodia, I served at a church for 8 years. The name of the church was also Church of the Good Shepherd.
当我知道这次来新加坡有机会在这里跟大家来分享，那么我一直在神的面前来祷告。
Once I learned that I was going to be here in Singapore and sharing the word of God with you, I prayed to the Lord.
希望能够从上帝那里领受他的话语跟大家分享。
And I just prayed that I would receive from God to share His word with you.
在预备的过程当中，周牧师给我一些建议说，让我分享宣教方面的信息。
While preparing the message, Reverend Elvin suggested that I could share about mission work.
因为我是从宣教区过来的，讲宣教也比较适合一点。
And since I come from a deanery, it will also be more suitable that I share about missions.
那么今天我选用的经文呢是《使徒行传》第十章一到二十三节的经文。
So today the passage that I've chosen is from Acts chapter 10 verses 1 to 23.
这段的经文呢是跟宣教是息息相关的。
This passage is closely related to missions.
不仅是在使徒时代。
It's not only important during the time of the Acts.
对于我们今天的教会来讲，也是非常的重要。
It's also very important to our church today.
所以今天的主题呢，就是跨越自我，迈向使命。
The theme for today is transcend ourselves and step into God's mission.
那么，盼望这段从这段经文里面，让我们看到上帝在我们生命当中的旨意，如何参与宣教。
I hope that from this passage we can see God's calling and a mission for us.
这段经文呢提到两个人物。
This passage mentions two people.
一个呢就是哥尼流。
One is Cornelius.
另外一个呢就是门徒彼得。
And one is disciple Peter.
上帝很奇妙的引导这两个人的相遇。
God miraculously orchestrated the meeting of these two people.
以致呢耶稣基督的福音传到外邦人的当中。
So that the gospel of Christ could be spread to the Gentiles.
当彼得跟哥尼流还没有相遇之前，
Before Cornelius and Peter met,
犹太人是不跟别国的人相交来往的。
It was considered the Jews and the people from other nations do not associate.
对于犹太人来讲，跟别国的人相交来往是不合规矩的。
That was considered unlawful.
他们更不跟外邦人一起吃饭。
More so, they do not even eat. The Jews and the Gentiles don't eat together.
因为在当时，犹太人认为外邦人是不洁净的。
From the Jews' point of view, the people from other nations were considered unclean.
但是彼得看见神所给他的意象。
However, Peter saw the vision that God gave to him.
要告诉他，外邦人也是神的子民。
Telling him that Gentiles also belong in the kingdom of heaven.
所以这段经文呢，我们从两个方面来学习今天的重要的教训。
So from this passage, we have two important spiritual lessons to learn today.
第一个呢，就是上帝已经预备了领受福音的人。
Number one, God has prepared those who will receive the gospel.
我们来看一下第一个人物，就是哥尼流。
We'll look at this first person, which is Cornelius.
那哥尼流呢，他是一个外邦人的百夫长。
He was a Gentile centurion.
圣经记载呢，他是一个虔诚的人。
The Bible records that he was a devout man.
有学者的解释呢，这里的虔诚人是一群常常祷告、渴望认识真神的人。
Some scholars explain that devout man here refers to a prayerful group of people who desire to know the true God.
他们离弃那种的多神跟泛神的信仰。
They have abandoned their polytheistic and pantheistic religions.
他们也专心地追随敬拜独一的真神。
And they have devoted themselves to the worship of the one true God.
那么他们呢，很羡慕犹太人有这样的一个高尚的生活。
These people admired the highly ethical lifestyle of the Jews.
所以他们也常常履行犹太人的宗教责任。
They also performed the Jewish religious duties and rites.
比如说他们祷告啦、禁食啦、参加犹太人的会堂的聚会。
Such as prayers, fasting, and gathering in the synagogues.
甚至呢，也会周济帮助一些贫穷的人。
And helping the poor and so on.
只是呢，他们不跟从犹太人饮食的规条。
However, they did not follow the Jewish dietary laws.
所以这些虔诚人就是一群渴望认识真理的慕道者。
So these devout men are people who are pre-believers who are really seeking to learn the truth.
宣教学者认为呢，这群人是最成熟的收割的庄稼。
Missionary scholars believe that this group of devout people are the ripest harvest.
是最容易领受福音的群体。
A community that's most receptive to the gospel.
所以哥尼流呢，就是属于这个群体当中的人。
And Cornelius belongs to this community.
圣经让我们看到天使来向哥尼流说。
The Bible shows us that the angel said to Cornelius.
说你的祷告和你的周济已经达到上帝的面前。
Your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God.
我们要注意一个地方。
But we have to be mindful of one thing.
这里很容易让我们产生一个误解。
Can cause an easy misunderstanding.
那就是哥尼流已经蒙恩了。
That Cornelius has been saved.
他的善行已经达到上帝的面前了。
That his good works have already been presented before God.
那么是不是他不需要福音呢？
Does that mean that he doesn't need the gospel?
哥尼流还是需要耶稣基督的福音。
No, Cornelius still needs the gospel.
因为经上告诉我们，除他以外，别无拯救。
Because the Bible says that there's no other way to God than through Christ.
那么我们要思考一个问题。
So we need to ponder on that. I reflect on something.
为什么天使没有直接向哥尼流来传讲耶稣基督的福音？
Why didn't the angel share the gospel of Christ with Cornelius directly?
天使直接告诉他耶稣是主就好了嘛。
If the angel had directly told Cornelius that he was God, that Christ was God, then that's fine. That's enough.
那就是上帝要把传福音、宣教的责任来托付给教会。
The answer is God entrusted the responsibility of evangelism to the church.
所以上帝邀请他的教会来与他同工。
And God invites his people, his church, to cooperate with him in his work.
所以接下来呢，我们从彼得的角度来看。
So next, we will look from Peter's point of view.
上帝的心意呢，是让万族万民来领受耶稣基督的福音。
It is God's will that all peoples and nations hear and receive the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那么作为犹太人出生的彼得呢，他要回应上帝的这个呼召。
As a Jew by birth, Peter has to respond to God's call.
他需要做出很多的跨越，做出很多的调整。
He needs to adjust and transcend in his actions.
他要超越跨越这种犹太民族的这种优越感。
He has to transcend this sense of superiority that Jews have.
当时彼得呢是住在约帕的一个削皮匠家里面。
At the time, Peter was staying at the house of Simon the Tanner.
这个地方呢对犹太人来讲是不洁净的。
This place is considered unclean to the Jews.
因为这个削皮匠的工作呢是跟那些死了的尸体打交道的。
Because a tanner's job requires interaction with carcasses.
而彼得呢，住在这样的地方。
And yet, Peter was living at such a place.
我想对彼得来讲的话，已经是一个很大很大的突破了。
I think in Peter's eyes, it was considered a great breakthrough.
但是呢，上帝要他更要突破。
However, God wanted an even greater breakthrough for Peter.
所以彼得在屋顶上祷告的时候。
So just as Peter was praying in the rooftop,
上帝就给他看到一个异象。
God showed him a vision.
就是看到天开了，有一物降下来。
To see the heavens open and something like a great sheet descending.
好像一块大布系的四个角坠在地上。
Being let down by its four corners upon the earth.
哇，里面有很多的动物、昆虫、鸟类是犹太人看为不洁净的，是不可以吃的。
In it were all kinds of animals, insects, and birds, which is considered unclean by the Jews.
然后呢，上帝呢，告诉他宰来吃。
Yet God told Peter to kill and eat.
彼得说：“主啊，这是不可以的。凡食物不洁净的，从来没有入过我的口。”
Peter says, "By no means, Lord. I've never eaten anything that's common or unclean."
上帝跟他说什么呢？
How did God reply to him?
上帝跟他说：“神所洁净的，你不可以当作食物。”
God says, "What God has made clean, do not call common."
所以就这样子，一连三次。
And this happened three times.
就收上天上去了。
And the thing was taken at once up to heaven.
当他在思索这个意象的时候，
And while Peter was still pondering on this vision,
圣灵就指示他跟哥尼流的仆人去到哥尼流家去。
The Holy Spirit instructed him to go with Cornelius' servants to Cornelius' house.
最后在那里向外邦人传扬福音，并且领人归主受洗。
And there he spread the gospel of Christ to the Gentiles and baptized all of them.
所以彼得回应上帝给他的这个呼召。
Peter responded to the call that God had given him.
他要跨越种族。
He had to transcend the racial barriers.
他要接纳外邦的文化。
He had to embrace cross-cultural practices.
他需要不断地去超越，去跨越自我。
He had to continually transcend himself.
以致耶稣基督的福音传到外邦。
So that the gospel of Christ can be spread to the Gentiles.
那么今天我们要回应宣教的呼召。
If we were to respond to the call to missions,
我们要怎样做出调整呢？
How should we adjust our actions?
上帝给教会的使命就是宣教。
The mission that God has given to the church is for missions.
教会存在的目的就是传福音，领人归主。
And we need to spread the gospel and give glory to God.
其实今天上帝已经预备了很多像哥尼流这样的人。
God has prepared a lot of people like Cornelius.
他们正在寻求真理。
Who are looking for the one true God.
寻求独一的真神。
Looking for the one true God.
所以上帝今天要呼召我们与他同工。
And God is inviting us to cooperate with him in his work.
来参与这个伟大的使命。
To join in the great commission.
在这里呢，就允许我讲一下自己的在宣教区的见证。
So right here, we'll share a little testimony.
我呢是在2011年呢到2019年那个时间在服侍柬埔寨乡下的柬埔寨人。
From 2011 to 2019, I was serving the ministry in Cambodia in the Cambodian villages.
大家看到这辆车哈。
Look, everyone can see this vehicle.
那就是我去乡下的专车。
It's this vehicle that I take to go to the villages.
柬埔寨呢叫做嘟嘟车。
In Cambodia, it's called the tuk-tuk.
所以我就对我来讲是一个很大的挑战跟跨越。
To me, it was a huge challenge that I had to overcome.
我去到柬埔寨，我需要学习那里的语言。
When I got to Cambodia, I had to learn their language.
我需要去适应那里的饮食。
I have to get used to the way the food that they eat.
而且，我更要适应那里的交通工具。
I also had to get used to the vehicles that they used.
我记得那个时候我去到村庄的时候。
I remember when I got to the village.
就在这个嘟嘟车的上面就挂一个喇叭。
So on top of this tuk-tuk, I installed a speaker.
当时这个喇叭的音乐呢只有一种。
The speaker could only have one sound.
不可以换。
You can't change the sound.
这个喇叭叫做世上只有妈妈好。
And this 喇叭 this speaker only played one song, which is 世上只有妈妈好。
所以就这个喇叭在村里面绕一圈。
So I used this speaker on the vehicle and went one round around the village.
就去到固定的地方。
And went to the designated area.
后来那些村民呢就听到声音呢他们就过来聚会了。
And upon hearing the sound, the villagers came out to the gathering area.
乡下的那些路是很多泥的。
The village roads are full of mud.
我戴着一个墨镜。
And you're wearing sunglasses and glasses.
回到家的时候
And got home.
除了眼睛这个地方是白的其他都是灰。
Apart from the area around my eyes, everything else was gray dust.
需要去跨越。
I had to overcome.
这个是我们的 当时乡下的教会啊。
This was the church.
啊，有小朋友也有大人。
There are the young and the old.
啊啊啊，这是好。那么，上帝呢？让我在2019年的时候呢，又带领我在金边的另外一个圣公会的教会来开展这个华人事工。
In October 2019, God guided me to start a Chinese ministry in the church.
对我来讲，又是一个新的挑战。
To me, there was a new challenge.
刚刚适应了柬埔寨人的事工。
Once I got used to the ministry there,
上帝又把我带到另外地方去开展华人的事工。
God took me to another place in Cambodia to start this Chinese ministry.
当时这个华人事工不是 有一群人然后让我去带的。
It's not that there was a group of people that I was there to lead.
从零开始。
It was from zero, starting from scratch.
所以当时我们就两个家庭。
So there were two families.
就开始了这个华人事工。
And we started this Chinese ministry.
当我们开始的时候，19年10月开始到2020年呢，就 COVID 了。
As we started in October 2019, COVID came around in 2020.
哇，好惨。
That's so bad.
我们那个时候呢，好不容易，两个家庭慢慢有十多个人。
It was not easy. We had two families, total of 10 people.
这个 COVID 来的时候呢，我们只剩下三个人。
And when COVID came around, we were left with 3 people.
就是我和我妻子。
It's just me and my wife.
还有另外一个姐妹。
And one other sister.
就剩三个人。
Just the three of us.
到底还要不要做？
Do we continue?
到底 还要不要再进行？
Do we want to continue this?
对于当时很多宣教士来说，哎呀，这个 COVID 我们就安息年了。
At that point, a lot of ministries were just taking a break this year in 2020.
我说主啊，我刚刚开工就安息了。
I told God, God, we just started and then we have to take a break.
这样子我不甘心了。
I wasn't satisfied.
后来我们在祷告的过程当中，上帝就给我们一个感动，透过线上来做启发课程。
As I prayed, I was moved by God to move our home ministry online.
所以那个时候我们三个同工我跟妻子还有另外一个姐妹，我们就开始线上启发。
So the three of us, me, my wife, and the other sister, we started Alpha Online.
中间的这个图片呢，是我们第一期的线上启发的图片。
This picture in the middle is us having Alpha's first online round.
当中有一位姐妹。
One of the sisters.
她来到启发之前呢，她过去是拜拜非常厉害的一个人。
Before she joined us for Alpha, she was quite good at worshiping another religion.
她信奉别的宗教。
She believed in other religions.
有很多的偶像。
And a lot of idols.
因为 COVID 的原因呢，她就来到我们的这个线上启发。
Because of COVID, she joined us for online Alpha.
如果不是 COVID 的话呢，她要成为另外一个宗教的一个团体的几个团体的负责人。
If not for COVID, she would have become a leader in another religion.
上帝把她带到我们当中。
But God brought her into our community.
就在我们的启发课程里面，她信主了。
And in our Alpha course, she believed, she received Christ.
她信主之后呢，她就把她所有的那些偶像啊，那些书籍啊，就清掉。
And after she received Christ, she took away all her idols and the materials from the previous religion, just burned them all.
第三张图片呢，就是我们为她清偶像的图片。
And that's the third picture when we were burning up the throwing away the idols.
我们看到上帝有他的工作。
God has his work.
所以我们要做出调整。
So we have to adjust.
我们从来没有做过线上的启发。
We've never done online alpha.
所以我们要不断的去跨越。
So we have to continue overcoming.
然后上帝让我们看到他在做工。
And God wants to see us doing His work.
我们得到很大的鼓励。
And we got great confidence.
那一年疫情非常严重，但是我们做了四期的线上启发。
And despite COVID being really serious that year, they had four rounds of alpha.
然后呢，教会呢就这样子慢慢的被建立起来。
And the congregation grew from there.
所以为了 领人归主呢，我们就需要做出不断的跨越。
For more people to come to Christ, we have to continue transcending and overcoming.
那么以下的这几张图片呢，就是我们我们的事工。
Here are some of the pictures of us ministering.
啊，我们有做家庭的启发。
There's family alpha.
有做工厂的启发。
There's factory alpha.
有做监狱里面的启发。
And there's also prison alpha.
所以我们教会，我们一周我们有三场。
In one week, there are three types of alpha.
每一场的挑战都不一样。
And every single alpha, there is a different challenge.
最有挑战的就是这个监狱里面做启发。
And the most challenging one is the prison alpha.
感谢主的带领，我在那边申请了，政府申请了可以长期在里面传福音的一个的许可。
Thanks be to God, as we applied for the permit to run the alpha in the prison, we got approved.
他说我发现虽然得到许可，但是跟里面的人传福音不是一件简单的事情。
And even though we got that approval, it was still difficult to share the gospel with them.
为什么呢？因为里面的人讲的话跟我们外面的人不一样。
Because the way they communicate inside the prison is so different from the way it's communicating outside.
想法也很不一样。
The way they think is also so different.
比如说我打个比喻。
I give you an example.
有新朋友来我们教会啊。
New friends joining us in our congregation.
我们很自然的告诉他，哎，希望下次再见到你啊。
We will naturally say, oh, we hope to see you another next time.
那我们在监狱里面啊，我讲这句话，哎，希望下次再见到你啊。
But in prison, we tell them, oh, we'll see you next time.
然后他脸色一变。
And their faces will be like,
哎呀，我就讲错了。
Oops, I said the wrong thing.
所以在里面有很多很多的话跟我们外面讲的是不一样的。
The way that they communicate inside is so different.
所以要得到里面的人呢，我们也需要不断的去跨越自我，去调整。
In order to bring the people in the prison to Christ, we have to continue transcending.
感谢主，我们在近期呢，带领了8位这个囚犯悔改来信主。
Through this prison ministry, we have brought 8 people to Christ. Thanks be to God.
我们的工厂启发也是一样。
Same with our factory alpha.
每一个礼拜天下午我们都开车去到另外一个省这个去做启发课程。
We always have to drive a vehicle every week to this other province for factory alpha.
这个工厂的老板告诉我能不能在工厂做启发的时候。
When the boss asked if we could do alpha in the factory,
我毫不犹豫的这个答应。
I agreed without hesitation.
这个吃饭可以拒绝啊。
We can reject having a meal.
传福音不可以拒绝， Amen.
We can't reject opportunity to share the word.
在我们的教会有句话说，饭可以不吃，但是福音不能不传。
In our congregation, we have this we have this saying that we can don't eat, but we can't not share the gospel.
但是做启发，你有吃又能传。
But during Alpha, you can eat and you can also spread the gospel.
是吧？所以就不断的调整，要得人。
There are a lot of adjustments we have to make.
我们在近期在工厂里边呢，也带领了10多位这个那些的管理层的人员来悔改来信主。
In the factory alpha, we've gotten about 10 plus people to come to Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们，所以神已经预备了成熟的庄稼。
Brothers and sisters, God has already prepared the harvest.
上帝要呼召我们跟他同工。
God is calling us to work, cooperate and work together with him.
来得着这样的灵魂。
So to bring these people to Christ.
所以这段经文就让我们看到哥尼流是上帝已经预备好成熟的庄稼。
Today we see that Cornelius is the man of the ripe harvest that God has prepared.
彼得呢，就是上帝邀请与他同工的人。
And God, and Peter was one of the people that God has invited to cooperate with him in his work.
彼得要回应这个宣教的使命。
Peter needed to respond to this call to missions.
他就需要不断的去跨越自我。
And he had to continually transcend himself.
从一个犹太信徒。
From a Jewish believer.
去到外邦人当中来宣讲耶稣基督的福音。
To a missionary of the gospel of Christ among the Gentiles.
今天神也是这样子来邀请我们。
In the same way, God is inviting us.
就好像一个父亲跟孩子玩游戏啊。
Just like a father and son playing games.
玩个踢球的游戏。
Playing football.
那个球到了那个门口了。
Once the ball is right at the goal.
只要轻轻的踢一下就进去了。
To gently kick the ball, you will go into the goal.
父亲告诉孩子说：“来来，过来过来来，要拿第一名，要来踢哈。
”The father says, "Come here, son. If you want to get number one, you have to kick the ball into the goal."
但父亲全部都准备好了。
Everything is prepared nicely.
这个孩子往里面一踢。
The child has to just kick.
啊，这个父亲就耶，很厉害。
And then the father says, "Yay, good job."
所以神也是一样。
Same with God.
圣经预备了贺场给我们。
God has prepared everything.
我们就要去回应。
We just have to respond.
就会看到奇迹。
And we will see a miracle.
所以以下呢，有几个应用来给大家挑战。
Yeah, some questions to some ways that we can respond.
所以今天我们是否愿意走出我们的舒适圈来回应神的使命呢？
How will we step out of our comfort zone to respond to God's invitation?
第一呢，那就是我们要装备自己，成为一个有见证的门徒。
We have to equip ourselves as a witnessing disciple.
那我们要是做门徒，
We have to be disciples.
不是礼拜天只是来做，然后就回去啊。
And not just coming to church on Sunday and then going home.
所以教会里面我看到我们教会也是有做启发。
I see that you also do Alpha in our church.
你可以去回应。
You can respond.
可以去邀请朋友来参与。
You can invite people to come and join.
当你去邀请的时候呢，你就会看到奇迹。
Once you invite them, you will see the miracle.
上帝会透过你，然后他的邀请，让人来领受福音。
God will use you, and through you, people can come and see His goodness.
或者你是做公司的，你可以在办公室来邀请人来做启发。
Or even if you work in a corporate office, you can also invite people to come and join Alpha.
甚至在家庭里面也可以邀请人来做启发。
Or even your family, you can invite them to come and join Alpha.
所以这就是门徒。
And that's the disciple.
一起参与。
Participating together.
那么第二呢？
Number two.
那就是，如果神感动你出来服事。
If God moves you to come up, step out to serve.
不要犹豫啊。
Don't hesitate.
鼓励你勇敢地跨出这一步。
I encourage you to step out bravely.
教区近期呢有一个课程就是帮助那些弟兄姐妹更清楚的神是否给他呼召做这个全职的服事。
Recently, we're having this course where, if for people to find out if they really have received God's calling to come and serve Him full time.
所以鼓励我们当中的年轻人。
I want to encourage the young people.
如果你有这个感动
if you feel moved by God,
你就去回应吧。
Please respond.
我们的祷告不是主啊，我祷告差遣别人。
Our prayer is not to say, God, please send people.
主啊，我祷告你差遣我。
No, we should pray that God, please send me.
Amen.
Amen.
第三呢
Number three.
就是我们与神同工。
When we work together with God.
我们可以多为宣教事工来代祷。
We can pray for our mission work.
为宣教来奉献。
We can give to mission work.
也鼓励你参与短宣。
We can also participate in short-term mission work.
透过短宣的参与，看到上帝在我们生命当中的带领。
And in short-term mission work, we can see God guiding us.
也把这个宣教的负担带回教会，来鼓励更多弟兄姐妹看到宣教的负担。
And we can bring that back to our congregation to share this burden of mission work.
愿神来祝福大家。
May God bless you.
这个是我们对不起啊，我上面还有一点。我们教会就是经过了五年的开拓。
After 5 years of setting up our congregation,
我们过去呢从两个家庭开始。
From two families,
现在我们已经破百人的教会了。
We have more than 100 people attending our service.
因为上帝已经预备了庄稼。
Because God has already prepared the harvest.
我们只要去回应。
We just need to respond.
就会看到奇迹。
We will see the miracle.
所以我也鼓励大家。
I want to encourage everyone.
让我们一起来回应主的呼召。
Let's respond to God's calling together.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。我们看到主啊，你的使命是给每一个基督徒，让我们能够积极的回应你所给我们的呼召，参与在传福音、参与在宣教的这个侍奉当中。求你带领我们， 好使我们能够成为你所使用的门徒。我们也看到庄稼已经成熟，收割的人却很少。求你来兴起与我们同在，让我们积极地参与在传福音的大使命当中。求你继续引导带领，让我们的教会能够成为一个传福音兴旺的教会。我们将的祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求，阿们。好，愿神祝福大家。
Come, let us stand to declare our faith.